Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic, and hello everybody. Last night we took the night off, but the rerun was on, and gave people another chance to listen to the program about Milton and Michelle and Tom. So I hope you heard the show. You can hear that show anytime you want in the archive.
Yeah.
For those who keep missing it. Anyway, open mic, program where you can talk about whatever you want, and if we call you or you call us, make sure all your audio equipment is turned down when you get on the air. Try to avoid speakerphone. Gives you better reception.
Better.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. You know, this world never ceases to amaze me how people tend to do things ass way backwards, you know. I just heard on the news, it's been on all day, that Russia cut off the gas to Europe, and they said indefinitely, you know. Now, this United Nations team, business, whatever you call it, they're supposed to protect people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did they allow a situation where they know that Russia is not the greatest, friendliest country, that they're a hostile country? Why did they allow a situation where Russia controls the gas over Europe? You see how asinine people are? They should have made sure. During the time when all this horrible war stuff wasn't going on, they should have made sure that each country in Europe had its own gas supply.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't. So now look what happened. This is typical of the way the government does things. You know, and I notice it's getting worse and worse where you can't trust the government, and they're double-talking everything. They had on, from yesterday afternoon, on, if you listen to the Weather Bureau, they had on a flood watch until today afternoon, right? Well, there was never any flood, and earlier today, they took off the flood watch, you see?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a way to get out of that, you know. Oh, we'll put up the flood watch. If there's a flood, we're right. If there's no flood, then...
they get the best job.
You know, we just take it down. I noticed that there's a trend in the government like that.
Yeah, there is.
You know, double talk. Same thing with the vaccination.
Oh, jeez.
They got this new stuff. They're telling people... you can wait 3 months before you take it if you got the booster stuff, you know. Then they come out with a statement, the vaccination is ready, but we don't know how effective it's going to be. How can you believe people like this? They're covering their ass. They're double-talking everything.
Yeah.
So you can't believe them. So what do you do?
No.
What should you do? You should look for a better way to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should do. And that's what I think more and more people are starting to do because
people are
beginning to realize, I can't trust these people who their main interest is making money. How can you trust them? Now somebody told me tonight before I went on the air that they're watering down the vaccine so they can have more to sell.
That's terrible.
You know.
Really?
I mean, all these things and a lot more that we don't even know about going on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you can't trust people. You gotta look into it yourself. You know, who you can trust? The people who are not looking to make a mint of money off you.
Yeah, it's true.
The doctors who don't give a damn about the money.
That's
those
right.
are the people you can trust.
Yeah. because it's not money to them anymore. It's about health. You know?
All these doctors will want to run and give you tests and all this crap and more tests and tests and admit. Now they're admitting that these tests are very unsafe. You can't trust those people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I heard about a woman today who had many, many MRIs in her brain and today died from a massive brain hemorrhage.
See?
You know,
I can't help
believe that these tests brought it on before her time.
Yeah.
You know.
That needs to be chelated out, Frank. The chemicals.
What?
The chemicals that they use, like gadolinium, is the contrast.
Yes.
So
yeah, I know
contrast
they use chemicals.
Has to be. Yeah, they have to chelate that out when you go to a specialist who works with nutrition. They chelate that out.
Yeah, well, why put it in?
Yeah.
When there's better stuff you can
better.
Put in.
Well,
there's
it
better
shows,
ways.
Yeah, may not have
why
been
is
found
it
yet.
Why is it that a Chinese grandmaster can look at your tongue and tell you if you have any kind of brain problem? And these other doctors don't recognize that. I'm not saying that everybody's perfect and right all the time. Hell no. But look at the difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They don't even listen to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And people die every day because of these MRIs. Mm-hmm. Of course you don't hear about it because they blame it on the illness.
Yeah.
They don't blame it on the MRI.
Well, I got to go for
you ever, hear that somebody died from an MRI?
No.
I never heard of that. But it's true. It happens. But they're not telling you about it.
People are allergic. People get an adverse reaction. There's different things that could cause that.
Sure.
That's really, you know, scary. That's, to me, that's scary.
And yet these are the same people who won't try other things. They keep doing the same crap, even though they know it's killing people.
I wish I had money to do everything.
Doesn't make
sense. I do some of it, but not the way I should. You know, they have a over-the-counter fund right now. I'm trying to let it build up, and I can't gotta remove it before December, otherwise I lose it all. But right now, it should be up to 900. I'm hoping, you know, that it'll stay that way. You know?
What are you talking about? Over-the-counter what?
Like vitamins and stuff. I'm allowed to purchase them with this money that they set aside for me.
Oh, you gotta get with a doctor who's going to supervise all that stuff. Because you got too many damn things going on.
Oh, that's for sure.
Just to take vitamins over-the-counter, you're wasting your money. You got
to
have somebody...
Well, he said to me...
Who's going to supervise it and help you?
Well, yeah, he said to me certain vitamins, and it went back to Gary Knowles, what he said. It's with the A, astragalus or something. Astragalus? Yeah. I am taking that now. It's been helping.
Well, that's only one thing.
You know?
No.
And then I have a few other things that I'm taking. I'm severely deficient in vitamin D. I don't have, and that's really, really important that I, for my immunity, to bring that up. I have a lot of vitamins now, as opposed to vitamins and medicine. I'm getting more and more vitamins put on, and the doctors are ordering them because I asked them to. I don't want to spend the money in the store, so they do it, and I get the vitamin, you know? There's
well,
a way.
Said, you need somebody who's going to work with you.
Yeah, I do.
I think Calipi
but,
would be the best guy. You never followed through with that.
No, I'm going to. I just have to, I wanted to give other things a chance in our organization to flourish. Maybe when things flourish and get going, I could get a better audience. Because I started with the GoFundMe, like we said, and I don't have enough people to do mine yet.
You don't have enough what?
People.
What do you mean all enough people?
To, you know, help.
You got to promote it.
Yeah, I do.
You got to promote it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, open mic. Inner Sight, and a special salute tonight and our deepest condolences to Ira Tucker, who lost his longtime partner, LaDiva, who was a choreographer and an artist and a great, great lady who taught in the schools of Philadelphia 57 years. She never retired. And she passed away yesterday at 78, a young 78.
Yeah.
So our deepest condolences.
Yes.
To Ira. I had the privilege of knowing LaDiva, and she'll be greatly missed. And her our condolences to her son and family.
Yes.
The passing of a great, great lady.
Yeah, of course.
All right, open mic. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Little Bear, and Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there. So, Big East, the Key to Rescue, and Inner Sight. And let's see. Oh, you need dog food, cat food? We got a good place for you. Nobody starves on Long Island. It's a very local place here where you can pick up dog food and cat food free of charge for your animals. And when they're able to do it, you can get some veterinarian services. 631-484-3085. 484-3085. Remember, when you want to get my attention, my name is Frank.
I was just about to say it. Frank, darling, can I talk a second? It's about Gary.
What?
What he does. It's about Gary, you know, how he helps people. I just wanted to say how he fundraises for a dog. He takes a picture of the dog, and then he puts it, you know, on his website, to make sure that that dog can get, you know, the care. And that's how he does it.
Yeah, the whole world does it that way. But
yeah,
Gary's a good guy because he really cares about the animal.
He does. And if your animal, God forbid, didn't make it, he's so upset.
Some of these rescue people, you got to be careful with them because they're just in it for the money.
That's true, too.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, School is Back. I don't know what protection is being provided from so-called maniacs trying to get into school with firearms. I don't believe that they are using the dog idea that we propose. But I'd like to see them do it.
That'd
be
nice.
Trained dog at the door to detect firearms, and the metal detector inside the door. So, a lot of these municipalities need to change their ways, especially in view of situations that take place. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. You can buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty, supporter of Inner Sight, and we thank him for that. I want to thank my friend Tony and Jen. I hope they're safely back in the country. They were in Scotland for summer. So if you guys back. I hope you are safe. And we'll give you a call maybe tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, brought to you by Bahamonde, James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you need any civil rights advice, call Mr. Bahamonde.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Jose Delgado, the director, and Jose is one of our committee members for the nursing homes.
Oh,
our next meeting will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock on the Zoom. So if anybody would like to be a part of that, send us a note or an email or call InnerSight, 631-224-3090. And we're sending out the invitations, right?
Yes, we're doing that on through email or through text. Even we get both of them.
All right, I'm going to report. I'm going to be reporting on that meeting on my meeting with Senator Wyke.
Oh, yeah,
and, a lot of good positive stuff has come out of that meeting. But you know, we'll find out. Later on, you know, anybody can talk. It doesn't mean a damn thing. It's the doing that counts. So we'll find out, hopefully, that some good doing will come out of our meeting. In the meantime, I want to thank Olga Murray for bringing Senator and I together.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, InnerSight. Open mic, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. They have a self-advocacy group coming up next month. I don't know the date, but if you look on their website. And you can also find up there the nursing home committee number if you want to be a part of that. And I'm going to give you that number. 631-487-2038 for the nursing home committee. If you'd like to be a part of that, and with tomorrow night, by the way, is the nursing home show. So, and I thought of a theme in honor of Guide Dog Service Dog Month, which is September Service Dog Month. Tomorrow night's theme. On the nursing home. How come disabled people in nursing homes don't have service dogs?
There you go. Yep.
There's a great theme.
Yes, it is.
Needs to be talked about.
Definitely.
And analyzed and done.
That's right.
You know?
You should have your home health aide and your service dog and a way to have your own single room. That's the important thing right there.
Well, you don't always have to have your single room, but you should have your aide.
You'd like some
And
privacy.
If you need a service dog, you should be able to get one.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Yep.
Because it's so vitally important that people have a right to live their lives. I mean, look what happened in Ukraine now. This guy cut off the gas. You know?
Nice.
Well, when you go into a nursing home, everything is cut off too.
Yeah, your whole money.
See?
Everything. It's like a different kind of war. It really is. You're fighting a war that is not, you know, put on. It's just... people are less and less and dwindle at the night. So through the morning, you know, a lot of these people, they wet themselves or they, you know, it's out of their control. Some of them, they can't go to the bathroom running. So they have to wait for the people to come and help them.
A lot of times. It's a horror. It's a nightmare.
We'll talk
about it some more tomorrow night. InnerSight, open mic, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off. We got the Able News set up.
Hang on. Yeah, let me cue it up. second. I'm near it. Okay.
Let's run it. Able News.
All right, here it comes.
Intersight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, have fun, and meet some new people? Join the Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. You can find them on the Facebook and on the web. We're Inner Sight. They're In Sight. So Inner Sight presents Insight. 631-445-3464. Thank you, Devin, for being a member of the nursing home committee. And I got a call from him, and he apologized that he missed the last meeting. He said that he didn't get any notice. We got to make sure that everybody gets notice.
Right.
All right.
No,
very
I agree.
Important.
The thing that I was having trouble with is I need everybody's email and phone number. This way I could send
it
rapidly.
You
got to
get it.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
You got to hunt it down.
Yep.
Whatever I have, I'll give to you. If you let me know.
Okay,
what you
sounds
need.
Good. Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have, let's see if they want to be in on the studio. Oh, come on,
all
studio.
Right.
Respond.
Open
let's
mic.
Let's see.
There it
is, let's see, Anthony, and then there's somebody who I do not know, you know, who they are, but you could take a pick, Anthony, or this other person right now.
A new caller?
Yeah. I don't recognize the number, let's put it that way.
Do they want to speak?
Not yet, Anthony would like to.
I know, but what about the new caller? Oh, the new caller doesn't want to
speak. That's what I'm talking about, not yet.
All right, we got Anthony from Brooklyn on open mic, and welcome.
Come on, microphone. Sorry.
Inner Sight.
Thing is so annoying. There it went.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, how
good,
you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good, good. So you know what I was thinking about this vaccine? I mean, I love life. I care about myself. I take my health very seriously. You know, I'm very concerned about it, and I think that, you know, well, at least I thought that we should be concerned about this virus. And, you know, I mean, you never know when we do have to be careful and everything like that, and I wouldn't be totally unconcerned and completely let my guard down and be la-di-da about it and just, you know, not worry and take it, you know, too lightly. But I get to the point with, you know, all these vaccines that we don't know, you know, what works and what's good and what's not and what's this and what's that. It's still new to me, and they're always changing their minds about this from week to week. I mean, faster than you can change your shirt. You know, I get to the point where I feel like I don't care about what they say, and I took, you know, my last vaccine, and I feel like, you know, whatever's going to be is going to be, you know, I get to the point where I feel like, you know, who gives us something we can't say on the air, you know? You know, I mean, if you're going to get it with all these vaccinations anyway, and we don't know how strong, you know, which one is from, you know, week to week when they come out with it, I mean, you're going to die anyway, so what's the point? You know what I mean? It's like a bunch. Yeah, it's like a bunch of BS to me, and that's why I'm, like, dwelling on my words as I speak, because, you know, I used to take it seriously and be concerned about it and believe in medical science, but at least, you know, with the other medications, you know that, you know, this is what could happen if you take it. This is where they stand if you believe in it or not. But this is like, you know, you don't know, you know, green from blue or orange from black, and, you know, it all sounds like a bunch of BS to me. And, you know, I get to the point where I'm like, give me a break with this, you know, and I get so tired of hearing about it, because all they do is constantly talk about the coronavirus vaccination. If you don't do this, this is going to happen, and you're going to be ostracized from society, and you have to get this vaccination, no that vaccination, no this vaccination for that kind of coronavirus, that for that, and this for that, and this week it's this, and no, this one is better than that one, and one shot, two shots, three shots, I mean, it drives you absolutely crazy, and it's like, you know,
yeah, you
I get sick of it.
All that stuff. It's very stressful.
Yeah.
Well, I find if you have the coronavirus, okay, and it depends on which you have and which is the strongest or even the most contagious, it should have gotten to herd immunity a long time ago. But I think, you know, people are taking advantage of the fact that people need these stuff to go to work, but it's not like that anymore, I don't think. But
I get to the point where I believe that we have reached herd immunity, but they're never going to admit that to you, because then people want to get the vaccination. Suzanne, I hate to tell you this, but I see people outside all the time, you know, not wearing their mask anymore.
Yeah.
And in fact, most places I go to, nobody's wearing their mask anymore outside, or, you know, even when you go to a restaurant, you know, whether it's a storefront or not. So, I mean, it's not because I'm following what everybody else does, but I'm like, all right, enough of this already. Frank, you know what I was thinking you could do? Some sort of funny spin-off this week on the Folly Night about Franco-American pasta sauce. And, I don't know, maybe the Pope gets a colonoscopy, you know? That would be quite funny, you know? You know, you don't think that's offensive. You know, it's all in good fun and humor. We're not trying to offend anybody. Well, I mean, I've heard of him being offensive to people before. You know, he shunned a lady one day. He said something smart under his breath. But people argue and say that, you know, he is human too, and he, you know, has flaws. But then, you know, I kind of say to myself, why do people put so much faith in, you know, pastors and the Pope?
Supposed to be infallible, but don't
believe that. But they're not, because...
No.
They're all human, and none of us are infallible, you know what I mean? And
my
then,
dog is more infallible than the Pope.
I mean, it might be, you know, because you might feel that it doesn't make mistakes and it's perfect.
More holy
and,
than the Pope, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
did she get baptized? I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. I baptized her. We baptized each other.
Did she have her communion?
She had the communion with the Lord in heaven as an angel.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, did she have any holy sacraments?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She has holy sacraments.
Uh-huh.
Which one of the seven? I think there's seven.
But not in the same sense that you're thinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She has like one a day, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure she crosses her paws and prays and everything like that, you know.
Oh, she's always praying.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl, the inside and out, really. I immediately had a liking for what she did to me, so that was good.
Mm-hmm. She's very spiritual. Yeah,
very
a lot of dogs can, you know, a lot of dogs are very, you know, people friendly and, you know, they're good at working with people with disabilities and very obedient and things like that, you know. But
a lot of angelic animals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think for a lot of people, you know, churches have an important place in you know, life. I mean, they, you know, help people through rough times. They comfort people. They have church activities. You know, they pray for people. You know, so, you know, that's important. It makes people feel good. I mean, they have food pantries, too. You know, I mean, I don't know which ones give a lot and which ones don't. And, you know, which ones would be, you know, worth it and better to go to than others, but they do, you know, and that's
mm-hmm.
good and that's important, you know, and, you know, not all of them are, you know, I guess, judgmental or, you know, make you feel uncomfortable to go to, you know, but I just wish that
a lot of these churches have changed a lot of their ways for fear of losing parishioners. You know,
yeah.
If you lose parishioners,
yeah.
you're going to lose money.
Yeah.
They've accepted certain things.
Why are they afraid of losing parishioners, though?
Well, for instance, the Catholic Church with the gay population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've opened their doors to gay people now.
Yeah, I mean, they could. I mean, you do have the Old Testament and the New Testament. But, I mean, they kind of do have to change with the tide. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
they feel like, you know, they won't have enough members to support the church. But then, Frank, and this is just my opinion, if you, you know, have to change with the tide, how seriously do you take the Bible anyway? But then they would say that they're going by the New Testament. Like that. But then there's the church that still says that homosexuality is wrong and all that too, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But you know, they're afraid of alienating the population, you know, and I guess it's good to be more accepting and more tolerant, but I really wonder how many of them are, you know, just concerned about the money rather than, you know, what the Bible really says and all that, and you know, just being able to operate, you know.
Yeah. The money is always number one.
Oh,
yeah.
That's ironic because Jesus didn't have a dime to his name.
Yeah, and that's what I don't like about a lot of the churches. It seems like to me they don't really care much about the people. They care about the money. And then, you know, if you say that you don't have money, they shun you and, you know, kind of push you away and only want you in the church because that, you know, you couldn't bring them money. So if that is the case, you know, then why not just read the Bible in your house and pray? Because, you know, how much good is the church and how would it make you feel to be there?
Well, that's how people did it years and years ago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. In the days of Jesus.
Yeah, but people say that, you know, churches are supposed to be a place for people to congregate in God's house and all that and the fellowship, and you're supposed to feel good and have the potluck dinners, you know. Who wants to be around a bunch of hypocrites that just want money, you know? That's the thing, you know. But, that's how I feel about that, you know. And
I agree.
You know,
I
wish that a lot of these churches would do a lot more outreach than they do, you know what I mean, to help people. But
they should.
You know, and spend the money in the right way.
I'd like to see them do a lot more to help people in nursing homes.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
You know,
I wonder
where people can use help.
I wonder how they could do that, because they don't really go to nursing homes, and actually, few of them even go to people's homes. If you are, you know, homebound and shut-in and you can't get out to...
idea how they could do it. Why don't they start what we want to do, Volunteers for Freedom.
Definitely.
Get all these church volunteers and say, hey, we're looking for volunteers to go into the nursing homes and help people, and we'll reward you, you know, by paying one of your bills. if you X amount of hours in the nursing home, you know, and make an arrangement with the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
The church has enough influence to be able to do that, and yet they're not doing it.
But, you know, the program would be controversial to some people. So that's probably why a lot of the churches, you know, they don't like to get involved in controversial things. But then if you think about it, you know, the idea of religion and the Bible is controversial. But, you know,
look how controversial Jesus was.
It seem that they just want to, you know, do good things to help people and not get involved in anything negative, you know.
They put the church first. They want to do good things to help the church.
Right.
You know.
But what about the people, Frank? That's the question.
People come last or second.
Well, I guess they're that emotionally invested in that church that they just want to keep it open.
Yeah.
But and that's their main concern. But I don't know, Frank, we're probably getting into a very controversial subject here, and we do that sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just had that on my mind, you know, how welcome would you be in the church if you had no money and you were poor and disabled and could give nothing and couldn't pay any tithes and, you know, how, you know, free would you feel and be to participate in the activities and the potluck dinners and all that if you could just go to church and pray and give nothing? You know what I mean? But
it should be based on what you can give from your heart. That's it.
Yeah, that's
true. But it never is, Frank. It seems like it's about, you know, what's budgeted, what you can put in the you know, collection each week when they you know, bring it around to person to person. Otherwise, they don't, you know, really care to have you there, and then they kind of look to see who gives what, and of course they want that person there, because
if you take out instead of putting in, they probably have you arrested.
Well, yeah.
Now, Jesus wouldn't have done that.
Well, when some churches have where if you have a problem, they could give you, you know, money out of that, but then you have to pay that back. They expect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not necessarily. My mother, right after my father passed away, because his bills and all the stuff got too much, she asked the church for assistance. And the church gave it to her. She had a full funeral because somebody screwed her up, and she lost the life insurance. So she's, you know, in a bind, and they helped her out. And not often do you have that, but you do have it once in a while.
Yeah, I don't know really how much money these churches have. You know,
she had $10,000. That's how much the whole thing costs. Yep.
Wow.
Bottom line is, God is not prejudiced, but many of these churches are.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. But then, you know, that's a shame. Why go to them, you know?
Right.
And, you know, why do people take comfort in such places like this? Anyway, I'm sure we'll get some negative feedback about, you know, my comments on tonight's topic, because, you know, I'm sure I've pissed a lot of people off, but that's
it's open mic.
What I'm thinking,
it's open mic. It's your desire to say whatever you want, as long as it's not, you know what the rules are, and that's it. You're smart enough, you know.
Yeah. Uh huh. You're right. But,
all right.
You know,
open mic. I think we're gonna get Louie in here.
Yeah, he's in now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll
Anything
help
else?
With the pasta sauce commercial. No, thank you, Frank. That's about it.
All right.
All right. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. Open mic on Inner Sight. And, again, our deepest condolences for La Diva. Ira Tucker's longtime partner and friend and helper. You know, she moved in with Ira and his girlfriend 3 years ago, and since Ira's accident turned out to be an aid to him.
Wow, see.
You know, and helped him with the shopping and the cooking and all that and the cleaning and all that, because Ira doesn't have very good use of his hands anymore.
Oh, see.
So she lived with them and took care of them, and I'm sure that's going to be dearly missed.
Yeah.
But deepest condolences to LaDiva's son. I never met the guy, but love to him and to the family. All right, open mic, 213-816-1650. I think we got Louis DeLip out there.
Yes, we do. He's waiting patiently.
Louis DeLip on InterSight Live.
Here he comes.
All
live.
The elves.
Yeah, no.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, you. How you doing?
How you doing otherwise?
Doing okay.
Good, good.
I think I need another tooth pulled out, but that's beside the point.
pull your teeth out. toothbrush. Let her give it to Suzanne to get her teeth clean.
No, it's good. I use some of the stuff that Frank, I think the coconut oil, it's helping a little.
Coconut oil is good.
Yeah, I have an infection in my tooth, so I'd rather have the natural stuff than...
Well, why don't you go to Lauren Hardy's dentist? You don't need it.
Oh, no, he just takes things out. He just takes things out. I don't want things taken out.
Now, just hold still, Stanley. I mean,
Stanley.
Just hold still, and I'll take care of the tooth. Is that the right one?
I'll in the dentist here. And go.
Hey, Lou, you like going to the dentist?
Oh, yeah. I've been to the dentist before, years ago.
Years
you
ago?
Gotta,
what
you
happened?
Once in a while.
I'm too shy to go to the dentist.
Shy?
I'm shy? You mean
you're
afraid to go to the dentist?
Well, yeah.
You're
I don't
scared
want that
of the
female.
Dentist?
That female ain't gonna make me go in that dentist chair and do my teeth with the all the dental drill or whatever or the polisher. I can polish my teeth, but I'm not my. Canal on my teeth.
You don't have to go in the dentist chair. Just tie one string to the doorknob and the other spring to the back of your father's car.
Oh, jeez.
My female dentist not going to make me brush my teeth.
Oh, you got a female dentist.
Yeah.
That's a little better than a male dentist.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm not brushing my teeth.
Why?
Why not?
Nah, I don't brush my teeth. I use mouthwash.
I brush mine.
You got to brush your teeth.
You got to brush your teeth.
Nah, I can't find the right toothpaste or the right kind.
I'll tell you what you do. Brush your teeth with coconut oil.
I never tried it.
Yes, yeah, the best
it's not
thing.
Bad. It's mild.
I try my toothpaste. I got Colgate. I got Crest.
If you want to, but I can't.
Well, try
even
the coconut
have
oil.
Them. Try the coconut
and
oil.
Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright from way back.
Well,
oh,
listen,
yeah,
Lou, are you going to be on the show Friday night?
Not in your studio. I call you on a Friday night.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're going to call us, right?
Yeah. Every Friday I call you. I call you about Rosanna, Dana, and those pretty sexiest girls, Connie and Chrissy. I entertain those two female ladies. I watch it on Saturday night. Hey, I enjoy Connie and Chrissy on Friday night, on Saturday night at 11 to midnight on Saturday night on Channel 20, Connie and Chrissy, called Date Night.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Connie and Chrissy. Yep.
Midnight, huh?
No. 11 to midnight Saturday night on Channel 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's Date Night with Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah. So, give us a little promo for Friday. Let people know.
Okay. Hey, Suzanne, I enjoy myself with Connie and Chrissy on TV. I had a good time.
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
I go put my shade glasses on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those two female ladies are foxy. They're out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty faces. They talk about going on dates.
No, nice.
Yeah, they get it on, too.
There you go.
Frank, what do you say about promo?
This Friday, we're going to try to imitate what celebrities would sound like if they got drunk.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
yeah.
Interesting.
Just pick out a celebrity. Hey, remember that guy, Tony Orlando?
Oh, my God,
yeah.
My mother loved him.
Yeah. What would he sound like if he was drunk?
Oh, I don't know. He's a high tenor.
Oh, I remember Tony Orlando and the trio called Dawn. Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yeah.
I remember that vocal group.
Long time. He was in Hawaii a couple of times and did that show.
What would he sound like if he was drunk?
All right, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree like that. Remember that song?
He was drinking too much sangria, and Tony Orlando was drinking it.
That's good. You know that song he made, that Vietnam song, Yellow Ribbon?
Put Yellow Ribbon around the old oak tree.
You know that one, Lou?
Bust that if I'll set me free. And now don't you know it'd be when you want me. And I don't see a yellow rhythm set me free. That you see that much before you don't me. And still you don't want me. Oh, tie a yellow rhythm around the old tree. It's the 3 long years. It's you 3 long years. I don't see a rhythm round his old tree. They'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. And I don't see a yellow rhythm round the old tree.
Yeah, that's how Orlando would sound if he was drunk. You were perfect. There it is.
Hey, Daryl, what you doing down there? Pulling the string on your nose and attaching over you. That's not 3 times.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
What?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Knock 3 times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe. You know me, go to shore.
That's a perfect invitation to Tony Orlando when he's lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the department store at Target. I bought the wrong shirt. I bought the wrong one.
Well,
yeah,
what did you buy?
Hawaiian shirt.
I bought the sports ladies thing. The sports ladies thing by mistake.
Uh-oh.
You bought a lady's shirt?
Sports bra, right by mistake.
You bought a sports bra?
You're going to give it to your sister?
No, I can't give it to her. I give it to Connie and Chrissy.
There you go.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I bought the wrong one by mistake, Frank.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
How much you pay for it?
$400 for a sports
yeah.
bra.
$400 for a sports bra?
For a sports bra? I wouldn't
no.
be wearing that.
$14.
Oh, $14.
$14. That's more like it.
Not any color,
shirt.
Black, blue, brown, beige, tan, everything.
Does it fit you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Don't let my mom and dad see me wearing it. Oh, she flipped out.
Yes, she would.
I can't find the right size to fit me.
Well, probably not. Or, you know, ladies.
I'm kidding around about the
lady
sports bra. I'm just kidding around
yeah.
with that.
I know.
Ladies sports bra.
I know.
Yeah.
All
okay,
right.
Frank, okay, you ready for Friday?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rosanna Dana. Hi, Connie and Chrissy. And I'm Vito Coleoni. Make sure you're tuning in on Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday. From 8 to 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Because that's the Follics. I'm going to have a great time. I'm doing Rosanna Dana in the Swap for the Bathroom. With
hey,
Ben Cooper and Rosanna Dana. Fresh new Swap, I'm telling you. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to buy baby food this weekend.
East 51, New York. You're going
to
what?
I'm going
to
buy
baby
Gerber baby food.
Baby food?
Are you
well,
trying
what
to
apple
do with
sauce
that?
From Gerber. Apple
what are you
going to
do with
Gerber.
That?
It's Gerber got applesauce at the store.
Mm.
Oh, you like applesauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for you.
There you go.
I gotta get a shot of prune juice.
Uh-oh.
Is it going to be organic?
What, prune
some
juice?
Some of them are, yeah.
Some
of
them are. Yeah. It's the organic
one.
Yeah. Yeah, I drink prune juice that makes me go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you better make sure you hang out near the bathroom if you drink that.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't go too
yeah,
far.
Better
uh-huh.
for that? Have you ever tried
yeah.
dates? Dates?
I think, I bet you don't drink, Suzanne, you ever drink prune juice or you don't drink prune juice?
No, I've had it when I'm in the hospital. I don't particularly like prune juice. It's very high in sugar and I'm diabetic. So I.
What
I
about orange juice?
No, that's actually about the same as the prune juice. What I do is I buy dates, and it helps literally with everything.
I never tasted it before.
Oh, then try one. They have small packages. If you don't like it, then, you know, you just give it to somebody else in your family.
Any flavor that blends into the juice, any flavor?
You could buy liquid dates. They have like a syrup, but that's too sweet, I would say.
Yeah. I drink
away.
A little zero sugar soda.
Stay away from all
zero
that sugar.
Sugar
stuff.
Yeah,
zero
sugar.
Sugar,
right.
Zero sugar, that's it.
Yeah.
I listen,
no sugar,
we got to finish the show, but thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay, I'll be ready for Friday night. Don't forget the swap.
Oops. Wait.
Come on
we
Friday.
Won't.
Jerry Lewis
won't
will be in
Friday.
There.
Take care.
And we're gonna do imitations of drunken celebrities on Friday.
I wonder how many we could conjure up.
Be very interesting to see who you can think of, you know. All right, that's Friday night. Jimmy Dinigan will be here. And the usual gang, you know, the Honeymooners and all that. Lauren Hardy. Well, I don't know, maybe back by popular demand, we may even do the Lauren Hardy dentist routine.
No, my.
We'll see.
I really
all right, Inner Sight, open
that.
Mic. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. Thursday
yes.
night, in honor of National Guide Dog Month, Thursday night show is the agencies are doing their clients a great disservice
mm-hmm.
by not having a fair hearing law.
That's true.
So that's Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that idea from my good friend, Jose Delgado. Thursday night on Inner Sight. Friday's the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
Short week for Inner Sight.
Yep.
But that's all right. And we're still awaiting information on honoring Milton. So
yeah.
We'll pass that on to you as we get it.
Yeah.
We Inner Sight is definitely wanting to do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, open mic. You got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. What happened to our listening guest? Are they still there?
No, they're not there.
Oh, all right.
Next time.
All right,
come
so,
on.
You know, you can always call in.
Yeah, they can. It
doesn't have to be open mic or whatever night.
Yeah, everybody
we'll
can.
We'll always acknowledge a caller.
Yeah.
As long as you keep it clean.
That's right.
All right. So tomorrow night, the nursing home show, the theme will be why don't people in nursing homes have service dogs? And we'll tell you why.
Yeah.
We'll give you the reasons why.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm really surprised at the agencies because they raise $50,000 to $100,000 for each dog. Look at all the people
mm-hmm.
in nursing homes that need dogs. Look at all the money they could raise. So it's really weird
mm-hmm.
how they won't help certain people who are disabled, and to me, that's prejudice.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you have to change the system a little bit to help the people, so why not? That's overdue anyway. Anyway, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight. I want to thank all our friends and listeners, and have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight phone number. You can email us without an attachment, innersight@pmpmail.com. And put your phone number so we can call you back. All right? And this has been Inner Sight Open Mic Live on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much. Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all
You're
our friends.
Welcome.
And we all need more Inner Sight, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. More Inner Sight will make the world right. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.